A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls in front of pigs, or they may trample them and then turn on you and tear you to pieces. So always treat others as you would like them to treat you." That is the meaning of the law and the prophets. "Enter by the narrow gate, since the road that leads to perdition is wide and spacious, and many take it. But it is a narrow gate and a hard road that leads to life, and only a few find it." The Gospel of the Lord. Malcolm Muggeridge, for a time, was Chancellor of Edinburgh University, I think. He did not get on well with the students, and at the end of his tenure was asked to describe his experience. He said, "It is like throwing artificial pearls before real swine." Wasn't very charitable. Maybe he should have thought of the next statement Jesus made. It may have urged him to be more gentle. "Always treat others as you would like them to treat you." Unfortunately, few of us really follow this teaching, and yet it ought to be the basis of all Christian behaviour. We know how we would like to be treated, and need to reflect on the way others have been towards us. A friendly smile from a stranger, someone who lets us change lanes when driving, a shop assistant who goes out of the way to find exactly what we want. All the little things. And then the big signs, when we have found comfort in a friend when grieving or abused. What Jesus gives us today is advice for a good community family life. But unfortunately, we don't think that way nearly enough. I know I don't think enough of the needs of others, even my family and friends, let alone strangers and enemies. I used to be scared stiff of that statement of Jesus, "Enter by the narrow gate." Scared, I thought, as a young person, of going to hell. But Jesus is talking of the narrow gate of love. And it would make all our lives so much better, so much easier, so much happier, if only we weren't so selfish.